Publisher Steve Forbes' message is popular with the right wing of the Republican Party and independents with libertarian leanings. Get government out of the way and let free enterprise get down to business. When you look at the candidate's website, you won't find environment among the listed issues. Alan Lichtman is a history professor at American University and the author of the book Keys to the White House. Lichtman says Forbes' positions on the environment are sort of hidden. You find them buried in his economic policies. Lichtman says the way Steve Forbes defines environmental protection is not the traditional way.
To the extent Forbes politically has any position on this, it kind of is rolled into his position on enterprise, and he doesn't have, per se, an environmental posture that he's made a point in his campaign, and it hasn't mattered that much so far because it's not been a particularly pointed issue in the Republican contest.
One environmental issue has been a topic with Steve Forbes, global warming. During a call-in show on New Hampshire Public Radio, Forbes made it clear he's not buying it.
I think that the jury is still out on global warming and whether this is a real trend. Scientists, thousands of scientists don't believe that it is, that the data was very, very incomplete. So I oppose the Kyoto Treaty. It would have an enormous decline in our standard of living. It allows countries like China and Brazil to pollute to a fairly well, puts huge restrictions on us, lowers our standard of living. I don't want that kind of massive concentration of power, lowering of standard of living in the United States and other advanced countries on the basis of very incomplete science.
Well, Forbes does not often talk about his other environmental positions. His views are available. Deb Callahan is the president of the League of Conservation Voters. Callahan says Forbes is pretty easy to track.
Well, if you read Steve Forbes' columns, his own columns in Forbes magazine, he's actually written a number of articles ridiculing environmental laws and people who advocate for environmental protection. So he actually has quite a written record. It's something that he's chosen not to speak out about a lot in the campaign.
The League of Conservation Voters found Forbes opposes much government regulation. For example, he prefers local control of how public lands are managed. He supports the Clean Air Act, provided it's implemented in a cost-effective manner. He opposes much of the current endangered species regulations. Callahan says Forbes' overarching message is that there aren't any major environmental problems.
Steve Forbes actually think that environmentalists' concerns about overpopulation are ridiculous, and he's called overpopulation as one of the most durable themes of the Save the Worlders. He has a very strongly anti-regulatory approach concerning pollution and public health. It comes from the school of thought that, you know, government shouldn't really be regulating and that the private sector should be sort of self-regulating.
Supporters of limited government say self-regulation could save the country's economy billions of dollars a year. Jerry Taylor is the director of natural resource studies for the libertarian think tank the Cato Institute. Taylor says Forbes proposes letting business find the most efficient ways to reduce pollution instead of following procedures mandated by the government.
Every little single step of the way EPA tells businessmen how to go about controlling pollution. What Forbes, as I understand it, is suggesting, and I think quite rightly, is that it might be best for business to be given a standard, i.e. your plant can only emit X of pollutant Y, but that it should be up to the businessman to decide for himself how best to meet that standard.
Taylor says he agrees with Forbes' argument that more self-regulation would not mean more damage to the environment. It would only mean less government interference in private enterprise. Professor Alan Lichtman says in his run for the presidency in 1996, in his book and in his columns, Steve Forbes has been consistent in his positions on the environment.
As a strong supporter of enterprise, generally his position would be that the free enterprise system is the best way in which we can protect the environment and avoid what he sees as unreasonable restraints on enterprise coming from the environmentalists.
Many environmentalists say they're concerned that Forbes, if he's elected president, would dismantle a lot of the environmental laws. Many libertarians and free market folks say that might be. But they say it's also in the best interest of the private sector to preserve and conserve natural resources as a way to sustain free enterprise. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.